So, the beginning of September is going to feel a lot like August and even July, but things will change, so let's get in the right frame of mind. For that, we turn once again to Jeff Lynn.
When the days dwindle down to a precious few, September,
well, get to November in good time. We're focusing on September for now and the arts events coming to stages and galleries around the region for the next few weeks. It is the first Friday of the month, so our First Friday Art segment is back, populated entirely with phone calls about those arts events with a little musical fill-in along the way. Listening is fine, but you can add to the segment with your phone calls about arts events coming to your town, 800-838-3760. Honestly, at this very moment, you would get a busy signal, so just hang on and we'll get these lines freed up, starting with Valerie Rochelle at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Welcome back to First Friday Arts.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Happy September to you.
Yeah, we have a really, really busy September coming up. We have the Drowsy Chaperone closes on Sunday, and we just got two new air conditioners in the building, so you can escape the heat and
important
the smoke
point.
If you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So that closes September 3rd, and then we have our next production is called Baskerville. Ken Ludwig's Baskerville. Of course, it's a Sherlock Holmes mystery. And that opens on September 14th, and that runs all the way through November 5th. And that's going to be, it's a show that only has five actors in it playing all of the roles in the storyline of Hound of the Baskerville.
So is it musical or not?
It is not a musical,
not a
but
musical.
It has lots and lots of music in it, even though there's no singing.
Okay.
And then we also have coming up September 20th, part of our one-night-only series, we have Heather Lunstead O'Neill coming. She is from Los Angeles. She's part of a group called the Beverly Bells, and they are basically a Andrew Sisters-type trio that sing contemporary music, but in Andrew Sisters style. So they are actually, they just finished their tour of New York. So Heather's going to come and do a little cabaret act of Golden Age Broadway tunes, and that's on September 20th. And then on September 27th, we have Tony Award winner Broadway star Faith Prince coming to do her show called Prince and the Showboy with her cabaret partner Jason Graw, who also has four Broadway shows under his belt. Faith Prince has 14, I believe, Broadway shows, and she's in lots of films, and she just did a stint on Modern Family. And so if you miss her, I will feel sorry for you. Faith Prince is amazing. And this is the second time she's been at the cabaret.
Wow, that's some big deal stuff. So Hound Baskerville opens on September 14th. You have Heather Lunstedt on September 20th and Faith Prince on the 27th?
Correct. Yes.
All right. All kinds of fun stuff, as always, at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Valerie, good to hear from you.
Thanks.
All right. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. One phone line now open at 800-838-3760. Here is Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Jeffrey. Welcome to Eugene. We're the New Zone Gallery, located at 220 West 8th. That's at the corner of Charlton and 8th, the former liquor store. The only place to get a decent drink for your eyes. Tonight is the First Friday Art Walk, and our featured artist will be Paul Bregott. He is a watercolorist in the style of plein air with his rural landscapes of Lane County watercolors. The opening reception starts at 5:30. We'll have beverages supplied by Ninkasi, some wine, music. The artist will be there. Also, we will be hosting our annual Zone for All show, which is an open, non-juried art exhibition open to any artist. That will be beginning in October 6th for the First Friday event. Intake for that show will be on Saturday, September 30th, noon to 6 p.m. You can check out any details about the gallery and the show at newzonegallery.org.
NewZoneGallery.org, 220 West 8th Street in the old liquor store.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Good to hear from you. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. You are available to, phone lines are available for you to call in about arts events around the region, 800-838-3760. And now we have Dan at Camelot Theater and Talent on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hey, Jeffrey. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got kind of busy September coming up as well. We're actually opening up next week, Wednesday, with our Favorite You Can preview, and then Friday's opening night for the Fantastics. Kind of takes into our tagline of where Broadway meets talent, because we are in talent. This is the longest-running Broadway show, the Fantastics.
All right. Ran for many, many years at the Sullivan Street Playhouse, actually down the block from my father's apartment in New York City.
Oh, really?
Parents. Yeah. So, let's get... So people will recognize this song instantly. Thanks for sending this clip ahead. So here is from the Fantastics at Camelot Theater.
Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow.
And I appreciate on this first Friday of September you sending a September song ahead with Justin Martin as El Gallo, Kelly McLean as Louisa. Thank you for that. Carl Iverson on keyboard, Phoebe Knowles on harp. This is a pretty production. It's hard not to do a pretty production of the Fantastics,
it
I guess.
It's actually beautiful music, and we've got some new actors. The voice you're hearing there is Justin Tyler Martin, and he's fairly new to Camelot, and we've got two other folks that are, again, fresh faces, incredible voices. So we're very blessed to have such great talent here in our valley.
Okay, good to have that. So Fantastics is your major event. Is anything else besides that
it
coming
is.
Up in September?
At the tail end of the month, we have on the 28th, I believe it is, Spotlight on James Taylor with Dave Bernard and the East Main Band. So that's toward the end. We can talk about that next month. But for the most part of September, we've got the Fantastics. So we're looking forward to that.
All right. That's the Camelot Theater and Talent, the Fantastics. And Dan is the executive director there. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Talk to you next month.
Good to have you. First Friday Bye. Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Let us take another call here from Kristen at the Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome to First Friday.
Good morning and happy September to you.
Happy September.
So on September 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Rogue Valley Symphony has the opening concerts of their 50th anniversary season. And we will be featuring two pieces on that performance, Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20. And we are very honored to have guest soloist Peter Serkin joining us for that performance.
The name should ring a bell. That is the son of the famed Rudolf Serkin and himself an excellent piano player.
That's true. He is a Grammy Award winner for Bach's Goldberg Variations. So he's such an amazing soloist. We wanted to start the season with a bang, and I think people will really love him.
Let's hear a little bit, actually, of the Mozart Piano Concerto No. 20. This is as played by Martha R. Gerich. There's that little blast to make you know that it's Mozart, sounding like something out of Don Giovanni, but that is the Piano Concerto No. 20, and that's the piece that Peter Serkin will be playing?
That's right, and people might recognize the second movement from the final scene and the credits of the movie Amadeus.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
So we'll be joining that Mozart piece with Mahler's Fifth Symphony on the performance. And then, because we're coming up so quickly, we have two performances packed kind of back-to-back. We have on October 6th, 7th, and 8th is our second of our Masterwork series. And we are doing five premieres of pieces this year. So you'll get our first world premiere of local composer Alana Cotton on that concert, as well as a symphony by Haydn and Beethoven's Triple Concerto, which will feature our Tempest Trio. And two of the members of the Tempest Trio have been with us recently, pianist Alon Goldstein and cellist Amit Paled. And they're joined by violinist Ilya Kaler. And we are sold out for our September 15th performance for the Mozart and Mahler. So if you want to get a jump on your October tickets, you should go ahead and call now. We are on September 16th at the Criterion Theater and September 17th at the Grants Pass Performing Arts Center. And people can reach us to get tickets at 541-708-6400 or our website at rvsymphony.org.
rvsymphony.org or 541-708-6400.
That's right.
Okay. Good to hear from the Rogue Valley Symphony. As always, Kristen, best of luck with the concerts in September.
Thank you so much.
Okay. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines now open at 800-838-3760. Here is Barbara at Liberty Arts in Yreka.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And Liberty Arts has two wonderful events this month. First, it's the treat of the year on Saturday, September the 9th at 7 p.m. Liberty Arts exits our present lovely exhibit, Botanica, which features the works of graduates from Mary L. Harden School of Botanical Illustration. And we exit it with what else? Our annual Fashion as Art Champagne Runway Gala, Le Fleur Couture, a festival of fashion, glamour, and floribunda in the Wairika Plaza. It's complete with music, hors d'oeuvres, champagne, and fabulous one-of-a-kind handcrafted outfits, all of which have at least 70% botanical features or designs.
So we're talking dresses made of flowers?
Yes, outfits. Some of them are live flowers. Some of them people have designed pieces, you know, in fabric, but it all must be 70% sort of representing something that grows.
Wow.
So it'll be just absolutely fabulous, one-of-a-kind items with models on the runway and everything. And as a bit of a fundraiser, we're offering the first two rows as paid reserve seating. You can call 530-842-0222 for information on that. There will also be some non-reserve seating and, of course, standing room. It was packed to the gills last year.
Mm-hmm. And what? One more time, the date on this event?
That is September the 9th, and the fashion show begins at 7 p.m. And then the gallery will then draw breath for a week and follow with an opening on September the 15th. And that features an artist, I'm sure, well-known to Ashlandians, Betty LeDuc.
Oh, sure.
Yes, she's taught at SOU in the 1960s, and this show is called Bountiful Harvest, and it's honoring the work of Oregon's Latino farm workers and the diverse food crops they cultivate and bring us, well, especially peaches, grapes, and pears, and all those lovely things. She's been a world traveler, sketching, then painting those who labor to produce food. This exhibit concentrates on the Latino farm workers in Oregon. It's very bold, colorful work. It's mostly on shaped wooden panels. Okay, the reception for that is Friday, September the 15th, and it's the same night as Wairika's Art Hop from 5 till 8 p.m., and that is at 108 West Minor Street in Wairika.
Okay.
And that show, runs through October 20th.
All right, so the reception on the 15th at Liberty Arts, and then the fashion show with botanicals on September 9th at 7, and that's where?
And that's Liberty Arts, 108 West Minor Street in Wairika, California.
All right, Barbara, thanks for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. Let's move on to Mike at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Welcome back to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Good morning.
Good morning. So what's going on? What's going on is always an easy question for the Brit Festivals because in the warm months, there's a lot going on.
That's right. And Brit is down to our final stretch. It's our last 2 weeks of shows. And we've really packed this in. The more I look at it, I'm going, wow, we've got almost half a season here. It starts tomorrow night, Saturday. I can declare that Daughtry is sold out, though, so bear that in mind. The other thing that's sold out at this point is the Ron White show, Thursday, September 7th. Here are the things that we still have tickets for. Michael Franti and Spearhead, this coming Wednesday, September 6th. It's their 11th season that they've been here. Stephen Stills and Judy Collins next Friday. That's just going to be a beautiful show all the way around. John Butler Trio on Tuesday, September 12th. Pepper and Tribal Seeds, that's actually a full reggae show with Aloha Radio and Fortunate Youth. And that one starts at 6 p.m. because we have four bands to get on. And then one I want to focus on a little bit here because JPR is sponsoring this show. Jason Isbell in the 400 Unit is going to be playing on Friday, September 15th. I'm really looking forward to this one.
I like the sound, too. Here's a bit of Jason Isbell's Tupelo.
I get out of this hole, I'm going to Tupelo. There's a girl down there that'll treat me fair.
So it's Jason Isbell in the 400 Unit. Is that what the band is called?
Yes, yes. Evidently, the 400 Unit is named after a psych ward somewhere back east. So.
Ah, okay. All right. So, and that's what is the date of Jason Isbell?
That is Friday, September 15th. So it's the third from the last show. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that should be a really great show. I've been listening to that new album, Nashville Sound, and it's just wonderful music.
Mm. Sounds like good stuff.
But just to continue on, then after that, we have the Goo Goo Dolls. They're almost sold out as well. Mm-hmm. And then George Thorogood and the Destroyers were wrapping it up with a big bang. So lots to come see in September at Brit.
Absolutely. Okay, Mike, thanks for joining us on First Friday Arts to talk about the happenings at Brit. Final call, it appears, because nobody else is on the line at the moment. Haley at the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, and it's actually Hyla.
Hyla, okay, okay.
That's okay. Thank you, and happy September 1st.
Happy September 1st to you. I hope we manage to breathe once again in the near future.
Well, we are going to have First Friday Live tonight. I realize it's going to be hot and a little bit smoky, but the museum is beautifully air-conditioned. We have great cookies, and we're going to have some live demonstrations of how to make things. So it's going to be fun. In addition, the current exhibit that we have is Diane Jean Erickson. Used to live in Ashland. Now she lives in Portland, and she works exclusively in encaustics. And if you don't know what that is, it's combining beeswax, tree resin, and pigment, and you end up with these gorgeous paintings, and she's kind of whimsical. So she has these fun women's faces and some headdresses and just some really, we've had visitors that have stayed longer than for most exhibits. They kind of get involved with the process and have to look at everything. So I would highly recommend that you come see the exhibit.
Sounds wonderful, and I must admit you are the second place to tout air conditioning as a reason for coming to your venue.
Yes. The other thing is, on September 15th, the Grants Pass Museum of Art is now offering music at the museum. And so we now have a link to artists from all over the world, actually, that travel to the West Coast and do a tour. And so on the 15th, we have Kelly and Ellis from Nashville. And they are actually pretty famous. Kelly actually sang with Celine Dion once, and she's been on Broadway. And it's going to be a nice duo, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of Celtic, a little bit of just about everything, but I'm really looking forward to them. Concerts are $10, and they start at 7.
Okay.
You can buy tickets online. Our website is gpmuseum.com, and you can also call us at 541-479-3290.
Okay, all kinds of great stuff going on at the Grants Pass Museum of Art, the concert on September 15th, and the encaustic show tonight as part of First Friday Arts. Hyla, thank you so much.